Thanks for tuning in to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at Psalm 119, verse 52. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 49 through 52. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your word revives me. Insolent people routinely mock me. I have not turned aside from your law. I remember your decrees from of old, O Lord, and I take comfort. Here are a sampling of the Lord's decrees from of old. Psalm 139, verse 16. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. We speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 5, God the Father chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. 1 Peter 1, verses 19 through 20. Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what comfort there is in your decrees of old, decrees that even date back to before time began. And yet I would know about none of these ancient decrees, nor would I benefit from them if you had not revealed them to me in the present. So I thank you for putting your eternal decrees into effect in time, sending your Son in the fullness of time to die for my sins, having me baptized in His name and yours in the fullness of time, having your word shared and proclaimed to me time after time. Keep me in your grace for as long as you have decreed me to live, and one day bring me into the very eternity where your decrees and your love dwell visibly. For Jesus' sake, amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.